It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the morning shift and headed straight to a mock draft here by Eric Edholm, who's been a friend of the show. This is his mock draft 2.0, and I'm just going to jump to it here. He's got the Cleveland Browns, we know, taking Abdul Carter in the second overall spot, but he also has the Cleveland Browns making a selection with the 15th overall pick, who we know right now belongs to the Falcons, and he has them taking Shedeur Sanders, the Colorado quarterback. So his reasonings for the Falcons and Browns trade is this. He said, I don't know if this is exactly how it would go down, but the Browns could jump back into the first round, giving up high picks in rounds 2, 3, and 4 to get a pass who best fits Kevin Stefanski's offense. And he went on to describe what Cleveland is looking for in a quarterback. Now, he has the Falcons now, after picking up another second-round pick via that trade, taking Walter Nolan out of Mississippi, the defensive tackle. And, of course, went on to say they need to add pieces to Jeff Ulbrich's defense and difference makers on the D-line.
Good news, bad news, I guess, if this is how it actually played out. Good news being that, you know, you added some draft picks and you actually got Walter Nolan, who is one of my favorite players in the draft at 33 overall. Bad news is that you just gave Cleveland their quarterback and you still have Kirk Cousins on the roster.
Yeah,
so that's one way for it to pan out. I don't know how I feel about it. I would absolutely love it if you could gain picks and still get Walter Nolan at 33. Sure. I don't know how I feel just getting completely out of the first round, though.
Well, I walked back in there and I asked Dylan just to check on the run. I was like, wait, so this trade with the Browns doesn't involve Kirk Cousins in any way? And he was like, no, it's just a trade.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Not only that, but it does involve a quarterback.
I don't think he can trade out of this. I don't think he can trade out of the deepest defensive line first round in the last 10 years. I don't think you can trade out of it. I think you can trade back. I don't think you can trade out of it. And you can sit here and say, yeah, but 32, 33. Well, yeah, but you're also giving a team that has been openly trying to just take Kirk Cousins from you and tell you that they're not going to give you anything. You know, I need I'm sorry, but I need more than three picks to come back, to come midway back into the first round. I don't think you're getting enough either. You want your quarterback so bad? Give me more. So I love trading back, and I'm with you, Mike. I love getting Walter Nolan. I don't think this is enough for me because you're getting completely out of the first round.
Yeah.
You're coming up 18 picks if you're Cleveland. That's
substantial.
Yeah, in the first round, that is, yeah, absolutely. Tiff, that is huge.
Yeah, you almost wish that the trade, and I give Eric at Home a lot of credit, and we're going to have him on later today to talk about this mock draft, and I think it's very interesting, but I'll give him a lot of credit. I don't think, like, I think Shedeur Sanders definitely fits what Kevin Stefanski wants to do. I think he's that kind of guy. I will say that I don't know that Deion and company would be, you know, elated for Shedeur to be drafted by the Browns. I think that's probably one of the teams he was talking about that he doesn't want him to go to. I will say this. I think you're probably right, Bo. I would need it probably another pick if I'm the Falcons and I'm looking at this situation simply from the fact that they have used these middle-round picks so many times to be able to move back up in the second round to this kind of to the spot where they're talking about our first pick being. So if you can grab an extra pick from a team that does have, 11, 12 draft picks this year in the Cleveland Browns, then maybe you can start to use some of those other picks to kind of slide around. They got two in the seventh, obviously. So essentially what you're getting right here is just a number three and an extra number four. I'm with you. I also think that if you could guarantee me that Walter Nolan's there at 33, it's probably way more worth doing, but you can't guarantee that. You're also solving their quarterback issue by allowing him to slide to 15, well, knowing that you still have Kirk on your roster.
And I think Falcons fans need to just take a break from Kirk Cousins talk because it's the classic, I just assume everyone else, that somebody else is going to take my I don't want to, I'm not saying Cousins is this, but my trash off my hands for me, right? Oh, you're going to give me something for something that I no longer can use or no longer want and I'm just getting rid of. And I think to assume that and to think that, act like it's Kirk's fault as far as what he said is ridiculous. Shedeur Sanders makes so much more sense for Cleveland than Kirk Cousins. He's cheap, for one, because of a rookie deal, and you know that that they still have Deshaun Watson. While he may not play this year, he is on their roster. He is on their cap.
Go back to the comments made by Haslam the other day. He's like, how does that feel to be on that roster?
Well, and I don't think, look, Deshaun Watson doesn't care because the Browns can make an argument he was being reckless, and that's why he had to have another Achilles surgery. Because
that's true.
But the reality is, because of where he was, he had pictures taken of what he was doing, and hiking in California a couple months after Achilles surgery the first time. But that's all alleged. But there are pictures. But the fact of the matter is, Shedeur Sanders is much more mobile. I am more mobile than Kirk, with all due respect. And so, you have to worry about the offensive line play there has not been great. Like, there's a lot of things that come into play of why it doesn't make sense for Cleveland. Money, giving up something, mobility, all these things. Shedeur makes more sense. But that to me, and if I'm Atlanta, I'm not going to pay him to go play somewhere else.
No, I'm not either.
Like, if I'm going to be paying him, he's going to be here. Because then I'm not paying four quarterbacks, essentially.
Yeah.
To be on this roster. But, again, I come back to, I need your first next year if you want to come back into the first round. That's great and all, but I need your first next year. If you want to come up 18 picks and come back into the first round, you got to give me your first next year.
Yeah, Tiff, you bring up the point about Deshaun Watson and, kind of the comments from Jimmy Haslam the other day about, hey, we made a massive mistake. To a much lesser degree, it reminded me of, you guys remember when Raheem got the job last year and he was asked about Desmond Ridder. And I was still taken aback by some of his comments about Desmond Ridder, where it was like, hey, if we had better quarterback play, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. And at that point, Desmond Ridder is still on the roster. Like, he is still a part of that team. Now, you ended up trading him. He ended up, actually, I thought it was a great trade for the Atlanta Falcons at the time. You get Rondale Moore.
Yeah, it really was, actually.
I mean, it was phenomenal. You were going to cut the guy anyways, right? You got Rondale Moore, and, you know, of course, he ends up tearing his knee up, and I can't remember who he signed with. I think he went on a visit with somebody here recently, Detroit, Chicago.
Minnesota.
Was it Minnesota?
I think there he signed with Minnesota. I'll double check, but I want to say that's it.
But it was a great trade.
You're right.
But it did kind of bring back up those memories of Raheem during that opening presser last year, being like, yeah, I mean, if we had better quarterback play, I wouldn't be here. And then he goes out and, you know, not only fixes it once, but tries to fix it twice.
It's like, yeah, but he left, right? Because he was traded. Yeah. And now he has a situation where, I mean, Deshaun Watson, I don't he's not going anywhere, I guess,
no,
right now.
No, so. You can't. I mean, what's the upside of that? Yeah. So I don't know.
And you know, of all the people I feel sorry for that get, you know, in professional sports.
I'm not saying sports, I feel sorry for
I know
okay.
You're not, but I you know, my pity party doesn't go very far for Deshaun Watson. And, you know, he got paid $250 million fully guaranteed after being, whatever it was or wasn't, was a part of a scandal and pushing his way out of Houston. And it's been a debacle. And now you look at, you want to talk about where are you next year? Where is he in 2026? He won't be in Cleveland. We know that. Who's going to go put any faith in him? I don't know. At this point, does Deshaun Watson ever play again? I'm saying he will because of the position, but will he play for what he's going to get, which is going to be next to nothing? And will he play for next to nothing? Because... knee injury, two Achilles tears. I got $250 million fully guaranteed in the bank. I might ride off in the sunset.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. There's no way I would come back. But there are always teams that are willing to take a chance on someone if they're in desperation mode and really need a quarterback. And maybe he just didn't fit what Stefanski wanted to do. But I mean, you would have thought coming out of Houston, that's why they went after him.
Yeah, but you can blame it on the people around him, but he takes a lot of blame too in my book.
I don't know how you could sell yourself to a team that you're hungry, you know, to better yourself at the quarterback position of your shot. It doesn't seem like it.
No, it
right?
doesn't.
So if you're out there on the free agent market, and I'm assuming that he's not going to play for, you know, a vet minimum at that point because he's got enough zeros in the bank. What ownership group or general manager is going to be like, oh, you know what? We're latching ourselves on to this guy. He's not even you can't even sell yourself if you're Deshaun Watson at this point.
Phil Yates put out a 2-round mock where he had the Falcons taking Mike Green in the first. This is gonna get your
oh God.
This is gonna get your whitey tighties all bunched up.
Oh, that ain't good.
And then in the second round, he had the Falcons taking a defensive tackle named Darius Alexander out of Toledo. Guy's got like 9 sacks in 3 years, interior player, so it's 6'3", 310. I don't know the measurables as far as what he's tested, but at 47, he had the Cardinals taking a guy named Nick Skowerton.
Mm.
And if Nick Skowerton from Texas A&M, an edge player, is at 46,
no way.
And the Falcons don't take him,
no way.
I will picket. What is it, picket or protest? I will be at.
You'll join a picket line to protest.
I'll be at Flowery Branch with baby. Hopefully she's there now. A baby squid on the and one of those carrying
baby
things.
Baby Bjorn, yeah.
With signs like,
yeah, that a boy.
You'll be part of the riot.
Now we're talking.
Because yes. Mike and I watched Nick Skowerton multiple times, and everything about that dude flashes.
He is a Jesse.
To me, he is what people hope Shamar Stewart, who in this draft he has the Saints taking. Saints taking at 9. He is what people think Shamar Stewart will be. I think this guy is, or he was at Texas A&M.
I agree with you. I think you look at the measurables and everything else that goes along with Shamar Stewart. I'm not taking away from Shamar Stewart, but it looks a lot like Mykael Williams. Like the output, the size, the position, it looks a lot like Mykael Williams. I think Skowerton or Skorton or however.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, I have too.
I don't know. Maybe we'll ask Rusty at some point, but. Sign me up, dude. Like, he is actually a lot like Mike Green. I thought he played with relentless effort.
He's bigger, though. He did play bigger last year.
I agree he did last year. I'm not sure that's his natural weight.
I heard it wasn't, by the way.
Yeah, ding.
Thank you.
I'm not sure that's his natural weight. So, but I love the way he can bend the edge. He actually played in the edge, unlike Shamar Stewart, Mykael Williams last year. So, he fits the Mike Green role. You're telling me that's the double down? Like, come on. Sign me up on both. I can't imagine that he's there at 47. But then again, we're talking about Eric Edholm with Walter Nolan at 33. I'd not imagine that either. I mean, Walter Nolan to me is a guy that would be invited to, Green Bay this year? That's a guy I would imagine would have been invited to that. But Eric Edholm's got him at 33. So what do I know? We'll see.
Well, hey, you can ask Eric Edholm about that. He'll be joining the show later on in our 8 o'clock hour.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.